Mother's Day is Sunday.
Yes.
We love moms.
We do. Moms.
This is, I love this. We're going to give you a chance to turn a story into a $100 gift card from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. What a gift that is for mom.
Yes.
203-882-9757. Call in the fib your mom told you that you fully bought.
Oh, like I was handsome? Yeah, I fell for that one. Thanks, Ma.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ma.
Smart and special boy.
Oh, you're so handsome.
You told me I was special.
You're so handsome.
You are.
Lies!
Ruth, you want to start this?
Sure. So when I was little, I had a blanket. I had kind of a Linus blanket that I used to carry with me everywhere.
Okay.
I called it my Yellow Moore. I don't know where that came from, but Yellow it was Moore. My Yellow Moore.
Yellow Moore.
Was it white originally?
And I dragged it everywhere with me. And it got very ratty and my mom would wash it. And she finally just had enough. And she threw it out. And when I asked what happened to my Yellow Moore, she said, well, I hung it on the line and the crows came and they took it and they used it to make a nest for their babies. So how could I be mad at that?
Right.
Right.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yellow Moore's got
they needed
a more
it more
important
than me.
Job.
You didn't start throwing rocks at the black crows?
How long did you believe that?
I just accepted it, and
right.
that was it.
Yep.
The crows took it,
well,
and it wasn't until
you were 27 years old. So.
I was a grown ass adult. Yeah, I was in my 20s, and I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about like childhood things. I was like, "Yeah, I used to have a blanket, but then my mom hung it on the line, and the crows took it." And as the words are coming out of my mouth, I'm like, "Wait a minute!
Wait,
her face turned to a jackass.
Hold on a minute here,
Ivan, Ma, Ma."
Great.
Yep.
Kristen in Watertown.
Good morning, Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm good. My mother, when I was about 10 or 11, my mother told me that my cat got hit by a car and died. And in actuality, she brought it to a farm and just got rid of it.
A farm? Are you sure it was a farm?
Saying
yeah, I think
you know what? You sure it wasn't the other way around?
Right.
No.
The farm is usually the lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually the way they go. It's a nice farm.
No, she told me it died and she actually just got rid of it on her own.
How long did you believe it? How did you find out?
I think, geez, it was so long ago. I think she told me.
Are you lying
maybe
right
when
now?
I was an adult. No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
It was so long ago. Honestly, I'm like 58 now, so it was, I was like 11.
You come to terms, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I
can't remember, but she did.
Your cat died a horrible death. It was squashed by a tire.
Right.
Never go look for it. Yeah. Ever.
It's
especially
dead.
Not the farm 3 blocks from here.
Right. You may see one that looks just like it.
That would have been funny if the cat found its way back.
Right.
Like,
Right.
Ghost. Just shows up like on Easter.
Right.
Zombie cat! Zombie cat! Michael in Torrington.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
So the fib my mom used to tell me and my brother is that when the ice cream man used to play his music, that means he was sold out of ice cream.
Wow. He's so low.
Wow,
she's good. She's good.
It's like, wow, this guy is always sold out.
Why'd you drive through here?
Diabolical.
I believed it because, I grew up in one of those crazy Christian churches, so I wouldn't say, I wouldn't disagree with anything she said.
Of course not. You go to hell, yes.
So till I was about 10, I didn't get any ice cream.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's brilliant. That's really brilliant. She's good. Mom saved so much money.
There, sold out again.
But she also saved you money.
All summer?
She saved from running after the truck also, so you're good.
She's lucky that a neighbor didn't stop it.
Right?
Like, wait a minute.
Oh, no, we all lived on, all my family lived on the same block, so it was an county neighborhood. We were all family, so they were all in on it.
No one says nothing. Yeah. They don't know nothing.
That's great.
That's awesome.
All right, man, you're in a running for a $100 gift card from Adam Broderick. Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. Thank you.
Wow.
That is diabolical.
That's so great.
That's rough.
It is so great. I almost wish I thought of that.
Right?
You know, like, ah.
All the money could have saved.
Yeah. Ice cream truck. There's this one. There's this one.
Mr. Softy. Mr. Softy is the best.
If I had an ice cream truck, it'd just be her singing it.
Right.
I'd just play that file.
Wow.
Tara in Plymouth.
I love it.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
So when I was little, we all of a sudden stopped seeing my mom's brother, my uncle.
Uh-oh.
And when I asked my mom, she told me that he became a movie star and we weren't just not going to see him again. He was actually in jail. He got arrested.
Oh.
I thought he went to a farm.
And here I was in school telling people my uncle is a movie star. Right. But no, that was not the case.
What did he go to jail for?
Oh, he was selling and cooking methamphetamine. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Right, so he was
on ever to a raccoon?
He was on Breaking Bad.
He must have been Al's roommate, right?
Jesus. Yes, we definitely never saw him ever again.
Right.
Really?
Wow, he's making movies.
Yeah.
Is he still in jail or he just left the state?
I honestly don't know. The last that I heard was that he was in and out, but he had moved to Pennsylvania by then.
Oh.
So we just lost all connections. My mom never wanted to be associated with him ever again.
Prison pretzels, nice.
My mom grew up in Brooklyn, and some of the connected families would say, oh, yeah, they went to college.
Right.
It's just
college.
Yeah, right. They'll be back, you know, 3-4 years.
They're studying right now.
Just went to college.
Right.
Hard knocks.
So funny.
Tara, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Some free moms out there.
And they're running for $100 gift card from Adam Broderick.
Famous movie star. We just never see any of his movies.
Right. It's all foreign films.
Jennifer in Orange.
Hi, good morning.
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 Noel.
So I grew up on a farm in Missouri, and my responsibility was to take care of our pig, Arnold. And he became like my pet. And one day he just disappeared. They told me he died, and pork chops and bacon galore stuffed in the fridge. I'm like, not eating it. Got my ass beat on endlessly. I refused for years. And every time I would go to bed without food, and they didn't give a shit.
They didn't give a poop.
They just didn't care. So that was it. He went to the slaughterhouse, and I knew it. I knew what they had done. And they never fessed to it, even today. They just shrugged their shoulders.
What's this Arnold bacon we're having here?
I do eat bacon now. Like, I'm a grown-up.
Right, you're over
that
it.
That was only in the recent years. So, yes, they lied right to my face. So.
You never bought it, though, it seems like.
No. Well, I grew up on a farm. No, I saw animals slaughtered all the time. And I was like, I know you killed my pig. Why would you do that? Just use another.
He had to have known. They named the pig Crispy.
That smell. That smell sounds familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, I walked that.
They definitely smart-mouthed them enough to where they beat my butt. They were not taking it. So it was just like, shut up and accept it. And that was that.
Life on a farm.
I was pretty pissed.
All right. Yes, thank you, Jennifer.
Exactly. All right,
call in the fib your mother told you that you fully bought. 203-882-9757. Sean and Staven.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Good, thanks.
So here's the thing. So, you know, mom and dad, blue collar, always made ends meet, whatever. But the one thing we always had was the good cereal. I didn't find out until my 30s that my mother used to refill it with the fake stuff.
Oh.
I'm still at over.
Oh. Get premium box. You had subpar cereal.
Right. I always thought we had Fruit Loops. No, we had like the Ring O's or something.
Yeah, O's.
And it was over like Mother's Day brunch, like, you know, 15 years ago. She's like, hey, guess what? I used to fake all your cereals. And we're like, what?
Right.
My brother and I, we're still not over it.
Wait, these are sugared flakes.
Yeah, what was there was a cheap brand for Fruit Loops. I forget. It was like
Fruit Rings or something
Fruit
like that.
Fruit Rings.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But I just found out and I'm still not over
you
it.
You thought you were fancy.
Right.
You're eating fruit rings the whole time. Jen in West Haven.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just want to tell you that my mother told me that I was born in a mud puddle.
Mud puddle. Wow. Dirty, dirty, dirty. No tea. Wow. What? Yeah.
Okay.
And I believed ship for a long time.
And you believed it.
Did you ask her why she's a mud puddle?
Yeah, I don't know why they came up with that, but I was born in a mud puddle until I was about 10 years old.
How did you take that information? What did you do with it?
Yeah.
Was that a badge of honor or was that embarrassing?
You feel dirty?
It was kind of embarrassing when she told her friends.
Oh, told her friends and everything, huh?
You know what I think? That must mean that you like to play in the mud.
Right.
And you were a girl who liked to get dirty.
Like a tomboy.
Right. A tomboy.
Yes.
You're a tomboy.
It's a tomboy. Yes. Double 7.
For sure.
Okay.
You guys are funny. I love you.
Oh. Hey, thank you, Jen.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
The mud puddle.
I was born in a mud puddle.
That's right. All of us in a mud puddle.
Mom lap in the mud right now.
You've been dirty your whole life.
I fell square.
I hope, there's mud.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm going to go leave some mud on someone's hood.
That's one tough mudder.
One tough mudder. I was born in a mud puddle.
That's right.
I'd brag about that.
Yeah.
That's right. You can't dirty me. I was born in a mud puddle.
Yeah, that is tough. It's like my parents were both pigs. Right. And I was born in a mud puddle.
You barely adopted
the
mud.
We all ate
I was born in it.
We all ate at the same trough.
Molded by it.
Right.
What happened to us when we were kids, we would see a mud puddle and say, yep.
Gravitate.
Go right there.
Yep. Belly flop.
Let's go.
I'm getting my Tonka trucks. We're going
my
in.
Mom has a picture of me just covered head to toe because I would sit there in a mud puddle and just make mud pies.
It was the most fun.
It was just so creative.
And our skin was so soft afterwards.
Right.
Mud pack.
Imagine like being at an important meeting as an adult and someone walks in covered with mud. It's like, you found a mud puddle.
Who's a big boy?
Who's a big boy?
You're going to tell the rest of us where the mud puddle is?
Yeah. Life would be way better.
It would know.
I am still making pies. There,
right? No one owns a mud pie business anymore. Remember that,
Mary East Hartford.
Good morning, guys.
Morning to you.
You sound too nice to be on this show.
Definitely not a mud puddle person.
I'm going to tell a story about a lie that I tell my kids that they believe.
Perfect.
So I'm from New Hampshire, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but there's a place called Clark's Trading Post, and they have it's in Lincoln, New Hampshire. They have trained bears, but they have a train ride with this guy called the Wolfman, that it's terrifying. He chases the train in this vehicle and shoots a gun at it and scares all the children. And my kids are terrified of him. And on bath nights, if they refuse to take a bath, I tell them that the Wolfman can smell the stinky children. And he's going to come to New Hampshire and find them.
Yes. And now they smell stinkier suddenly.
Right in the tub.
Damn straight.
It works. They're like terrified of it. And I think I learned my skills from my mom, who used to, when she took us hiking, she would tell us that there was, you know, when we get tired and start complaining, she'd go, there's a McDonald's right at the top of the mountain. We'll get you Happy Meals.
Oh.
And it didn't work on me more than once, but somehow it worked on my sister. So
she was the gullible one, yes.
Wow. That's great.
Wow.
I love it.
Scared of company.
I'd be in there scrubbing with the soap.
No
like, I'm going to smell cleaner than my brother.
Right, they put on cologne. Hey, don't.
Thank you, Mary.
Get a little spice.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Damn.
Every time there's a missing kid in the neighborhood, I bet you they didn't take a shower the night before.
They were stinky, weren't they?
The Wolfman got them.
They find stinky people.
I see stinky people. The wolf man.
Yeah.
I smell smelly people.
Starring Bruce Willis.
I smell socks.
Oh, that's the greatest thing about Steve Martin does a bit where you could teach a kid how to speak wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Mama Duffy Benepatch.
Yes. Right. Like shoes, banana.
Right.
Brendan in Danbury.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So the lie that my mom used to tell me was when I was a kid, every year on her birthday, she would tell me that it was her 29th birthday.
Oh, the mom lie.
So for the first 8 years of my life, I thought my mom was 29 years old.
Wow, she never aged.
And I thought that my dad got older and my mom was just going to be young forever. And so when I was like 8 years old, she called me outside and she said, "Hey, Brendan, I have something to tell you." And I said, "What's that?" And she was like, "I'm not 29 years old.
I'm 37.
And I was like, "Shut up."
Had a funny feeling, Ma.
I could not believe it. And I said, "How old are you?" And she was like, "I'm 46. And I was like, oh
my
what?
God. You're no. almost dead.
Oh, my God. You're going to die at some point.
You're almost dead.
My life is a lie.
Wow.
And they're all laughing at me, and they thought it was hilarious, and I was absolutely livid. Yep. I could not believe it.
<You'll freak laughs> that makes out. It 10 times funnier. I'm talking a lot.
He's going to need therapy.
He'll never trust anyone in his adult life.
He's going to go crazy.
He's going to be on Dr. Phil.
Look his hair out.
I was pissed at my mom for like a week after that.
Right.
And it's funny because thinking about it now, I was livid. I was livid then, and now it's absolutely hilarious. They were laughing at me, and I could not understand what was so funny.
Oh, I love it. Beautiful. All right. Brendan, you're in the running for this $100 gift card.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a $100 gift card from Adam Broderick Salon and Spa. It's a pretty nifty place, by the way.
Yeah.
The ladies love it. Mm. Keith and Seymour.
Good morning, fellas. Chaz, nice seeing you for lunch yesterday.
Oh, were you there?
Yes. That was me in the corner there all by myself like a loser.
It's kind of weird.
I didn't. I was.
That's what you were thinking.
Yeah. 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 No. You met me before. I was you at the Halloween party. But anyway. Oh. So anyway, when we were kids, my mother used to tell me and my brother, if we ate too much sweets and sugar, we would get worms.
Oh, worms.
So you have a lot of sugar.
Yes.
You poop. You look down like, okay, I made it through this time.
Get one big worm.
Then they push the envelope.
She was just crazy. If you eat too much sugar, you're going to get worms. So, yeah, that was her.
Gotcha.
That's great. Keith, good seeing you yesterday. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
I was at Rose's for lunch in Oxford with First Selectman George Temple.
Nice.
George was asking about you, AJ.
Thank you.
And OG from Rose's was asking about you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Nurse Diane.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay, so I have a funny story, but I don't need to be in the running because I don't have a mother anymore, but... The story is hysterical.
You could use the card for yourself.
Yeah.
I guess so. I was a little tyke, so I was maybe first grade, and I wanted to ride on the back seat of my brother's banana seat bike
that
he just got.
Hmm.
And so my brother said, "Well, you better ask mom if you can do it." And so I pretended I asked her, and then I came out and said, yeah, she said I could. So we're driving down the street, and my foot got caught in the spoke.
Oh, no! I've done that. Yeah. The worst fit. Yep.
Oh, man.
Bike comes to a halt.
And it just shaved the skin right off of the top of my foot.
Would you have flip flops on?
I had nothing on.
Oh.
No shoes.
Like, you heard bing, 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 like a playing card for a couple of seconds. And her toes went in a different direction. Bing, 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 bing.
It was sounding like a weirdo banjo. Toe plucking banjo.
Right, then there was that scream. Ah!
So afterwards, you know, I'm looking at my foot and there's this missing piece of skin. And I'm like, "Mommy, where is my skin?" And I was obsessed with where was the skin. And I was going outside and trying to find the skin because I wanted to put it back on my foot.
Of course, yes.
You were
traumatized. Yes.
And so finally, she told me that the kid on the next street over that I was afraid of, that he took it for his skin collection.
Why would she tell you that?
I am.
Wow. Right,
that is absurd.
Right. He's making a wallet.
And all I ever imagined was he had some, you know, cigar box with everybody's skin in it. I'm like, I don't understand why I couldn't have mine back.
The skin collector.
So we could put it. he was the skin boy. Wow. Her, and I believed it for so long.
Oh my God.
He's like a suit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, yeah.
He has a coat Wild made Bill. Of skin. Yeah.
What's his name? Buffalo Bill Van Jans.
No, okay. Marty.
Okay. I love your suit.
Marty. That's better.
Marty in the skin suit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's a great one. Thank you, Diane.